Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know I love Demi Lovato because she is honest, she is raw, she is real, she keeps it honest. And so yesterday, it was the debut of her YouTube docuseries, Dancing with the Devil, where she talks about when she overdosed in 2018, had a stroke, three strokes, and a heart attack. They said they thought she had 5 to 10 minutes to live when she got to the hospital. The LAPD confirmed that she was taken to the hospital. This is not, obviously, we know this story happened because she then went to rehab for 3 months after this all happened.
Yeah.
And she's been very open about her struggles, her mental health issues, her drug use issues, all of this stuff. Always been an open book about it.
I wonder if Demi Lovato wouldn't have had all these issues when Britney was having her issues, if people would have also mocked her. Looking back at how, like, when Britney was having all her mental health issues.
Well, Britney was people were harder on Britney, but people were... Britney never owned her space. Demi Lovato owns her space.
Yeah.
Like, she's commands her... Like, Britney is not... Britney commands her space on stage.
Yeah.
Off stage, Britney doesn't really... We don't see her sticking up for herself. We don't see her going bleep you to people. She just kind of was like lost, felt like. Whereas Demi will be like, screw you.
Yeah.
I'm sober and I'm telling you the truth. And if you got a problem with my past, too bad. Like she used, they just were handled differently. So there's no way to know that.
I think we've progressed so far with the conversation of mental health that we're more accepting of Demi.
Yes.
It's more like, oh.
But I'm saying you're like that with Demi because she owns it.
Yeah.
It's easy to be okay with it when people are owning it.
Yeah.
Britney was never really allowed to own it because of the people around her.
And then her dad swooped in and then that whole stuff happened.
So it is 100% times are different. 100%, but it was also handled differently.
Totally.
Maybe because times are different. But listen to this. Demi Lovato said, all this from her drug overdose in 2018, she was left with brain damage. She still deals with the effects today. She can't drive a car because she still has blind spots in her vision. She also had a hard time reading for a long time. She said it was a really big deal when she was able to read out of a book again because her vision was so blurry. So she said there's all these reminders of this dark place I was in when I almost died from this overdose.
Yeah.
So she said she's not worried about anything coming out in this documentary. She said, quote, you only worry if you have things to hide.
There you go.
She said, I have things that I keep to myself, of course, because I'm an open book with boundaries. So again, she just owns it. She says, I'm telling you everything. And there's a few things you don't know, but that's my boundary, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I love Demi Lovato. She owns it. She's a good example for people with mental health or drug issues.
Normalized.
Together.
She destigmatizes it, which
that's
is great.
Right. That's
which is
right.
Great.
I agree. So go Demi Lovato.
Yeah. You're rarely shocked by stuff like, what the hell happened?
I'm rarely shocked by stuff people pull in relationships anymore. It doesn't really, if you were like, hey, my cousin cheated on his wife with, his best friend's aunt, I'd be like, okay, what's new?
Didn't you end up leaving a guy at one point because he was like sleeping with his
oh the guy who had an affair with his wife's sister.
That's what it was.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That was the red flag that sent me packing. Yes, correct.
Yes.
Correct, Amundo.
So
even that shocked me at the time. But again, you go through you experience things with people, and you go, oh, nothing's going
to
shock me.
You're no
anymore.
Stranger to scandals or drama. We get it. We get it.
That's a better way to put it. Thank you. You want a scandal? Ask me questions. I'll give it to you. No, Riggs, I have fallen behind in my TV, but there's one show that I have kept up with over the years.
What's that?
Because it's so crazy. Married at First Sight, okay? Now, I'm not going to ruin it if your episode's behind, but I'm going to tell you something that even I watching this show was like,
Can I ask, is this real? What is the premise behind Married at First Sight?
Thank you for people that
haven't seen it, because I myself have not. I've seen previews.
A group of psychologists and experts. They're all doctors and psychologists.
Okay.
Go
right
through
up my alley.
All
love it.
This
yeah.
casting
yeah.
to find someone their soulmate, and then these people meet each other at the altar and get married, and they have the psychologists to counsel them through it, so they do have support, but it's weird. Why the hell would you want to marry? They don't even know what they look like, so it's funny watching them talk about their fears. They're like, what if I'm not attracted to the person? It's like, you might not be.
Right.
Why you chose to take this risk, you weirdo.
Also, what if you're attracted when you get married and then you both gain a whole bunch of weight? You're not attractive anymore. You're still going to love each other?
Well, you also see on that show people that are attracted from the start and then don't like each other as they get to know each other, where you realize how unimportant the looks are at the end of the day. So there are five couples this season, and one of the couples, my head about exploded. He gets married to his woman. He walks down the aisle, this guy Chris, and he marries his wife, and he's like, I'm a God-fearing man. I'm looking for my queen. I can't wait to find her. And they cut to his mate. She doesn't know him, and she's like, I need a God-fearing man. I want to serve my king. It's like their values are boom, man.
On paper, psychologically, they're a match.
Ready to go, right?
Nice.
So they're matched up. And you're thinking, well, what could go wrong for this guy? She's going to be he's her king. She's going to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And then it comes out. They get married in the day of the wedding.
Oh, God.
He gets a phone call to find out that his ex, who he's been secretly sleeping with until he got to the show when they started filming, is pregnant.
What?
Is pregnant. So he's now married.
Hold on. That means that
he's got another chick pregnant, but he signed up for the show, which is what really makes me crazy. So he was never serious because he was screwing his ex the whole time. So he gets to the show and she marries him and then finds out. And everybody hates him now because what a douche, right?
Did he try to defend it?
No, he was, of course, embarrassed. He threw a bunch of hissy fits instead of dealing with his emotions properly at first.
Right.
Because everyone on the cast is in love and happy. They're getting it on like rabbits. They're happy right now. They're in love. And then they walk in the room and have to tell all the other couples who are getting to know each other, yeah, he's got a baby on the way, and we don't even know if we want to stay married.
The audacity of
that guy.
To go through a whole process knowing you're going to marry somebody.
You know how much background stuff they do and questions?
They missed a big one there.
I was like, you guys suck. Did you do this on purpose for the show? I don't understand. Can you imagine you get engaged to a dude and then you get a call from the ex that she's pregnant? And you're like, why did you propose it? Why are we married? You're not serious. Like, what are you doing? So these are the stories I say. Not much shocks me, but that one threw me on Married at First Sight. I was like, whoa. Imagine marrying a dude you don't know. You find out that day he's got his ex pregnant. Hell. I'd be like, annulment. Annulment.
Yes, please.
Because everyone's asking her, what are you going to do? And she's like, I'm not sure. She's not sure if she wants to stick with him. She might stay.
He's got a child with another woman.
She doesn't even know him. If she knew him and they had something to fight for, it might make more sense. She doesn't even know the guy. She married him. He's got a baby on the way and she's thinking about staying. I can't. So look, this is crazy, right?
Yes.
So I was like, surely people have crazy, you know, people have crazy stories like this.
Something similar to that, yes.
Or they know someone who did something.
Or they were
appalling.
Caught completely off guard by somebody that they were dating.
Yeah, and you're just like, God, you're so stupid. I didn't know. Like, who knew?
Maybe they do. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. Has something like that ever happened to you?
This story, I came to work. I said, Riggs, I got to tell you about this story, and I don't even know these
people.
And
now I kind of want to watch the show.
I'm telling you, it was a hell of a twist, man.
Or at least fast forward to the end to see what happens.
Right? Well,
we're in the middle
of the season right now. So
it's Kiss FM. We were just talking about Married at First Sight.
Yes, I said I've caught up on a show I enjoy, and I was blown away by the couple who got married at the altar, for never seen each other, never met each other. They did it, and then he found out that day his ex was pregnant because he had been screwing around with her the whole time he was working on getting cast for a show to get married.
Married. People are texting in. They've seen it before. They're like, Chris is so. His name is Chris.
His name is Chris. Yeah. Yes, he's awful. Yeah, people, are they going off on him?
People are saying, yeah, the best show ever. I've also watched it. Yes.
Yes, Married at First Sight. It's like 90 Day Fiancé. It's one of those you get sucked in. You can't stop.
Someone texted in, OMG, love this show. This season is so crazy. Chris is a mess.
Yes, Chris is a. Chris got married to a chick knowing he had an ex pregnant, or didn't know he had an ex pregnant. Who knows?
Well, that's why you use condoms, Chris. Good morning. Who's on the phone?
Louis in New Berlin. He says he's got a good one for us.
Good morning, Louis. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So my wife's best friend, they just got engaged. They got married real quick. He's like military.
Yeah.
So a week before they're married, they found out that she was pregnant. So he had an affair with a girl he met like online through a dating app. And she found out like on the wedding day that he had this affair. And then his like excuse to this was like, I just wanted to make sure I was in love with you.
Oh,
what?
POS. Yeah, he's full of crap.
My wife this whole time is just like,
this guy.
This isn't like test driving a car.
No.
You're getting married.
This guy wants to take no accountability for anything.
Right.
What a punk. Anyway,
have, like,
go on.
Together now, and my wife is just like in the sidelines. Like,
your wife hates
happened?
It. Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
We all know those couples where you're like, why?
God.
Are you still with this person? You can do better. Like, what are you doing right now? And
that's
the way
bananas.
I feel when I watch the couple on Married at First Sight. I'm like, honey, run. You don't have to be with this guy.
Plus
nobody says you have to be with this guy.
I asked you, they don't get paid for this show, do
no.
they? So they're not getting like a hefty salary for doing this.
No.
Leave. Get
wait,
out of
so
there.
So wait, Louie, what did the woman say when she found out he had an affair online?
Well, she told like my wife about it.
Yeah.
At the time, and they like, my wife was like, oh, perfect. Like, this is your way out. Like, you're done. You know, like, you're...
Right,
like,
get out already, now.
Yes.
You have an out.
It's a pass to get out. Go.
Yes.
She's from an Italian family, and, like, she was already pregnant, and she knew it would look, like, really bad, so...
Who the hell cares?
That's a religious thing.
You know what looks worse? Being with a dude cheating on you.
Yeah, nobody knows besides my wife. Like, nobody... I mean, you guys do now.
Well, no, listen, Louie. Let me tell you a story. There are so many couples who after, you know, I went through being cheated on and getting divorced, you don't know how many couples or women reached out to me saying, my husband and I went through this and we're still together. And my head would explode. And I'd be like, wait, you're still together? And they're like, yeah, but nobody knows. And I'm like, how many couples are like this?
Where one of them cheated and they stayed together and they didn't tell anybody about the cheating?
Is
that what you're saying?
Are you okay?
There better be money involved at least. Like,
money.
No, you know what's involved? Shame. That's why they don't tell anyone, because they're ashamed.
Also,
and
children are involved.
That's unfortunate, because anything you're ashamed of is just going to be a spiral down.
And
you know?
There's children involved too.
Yeah,
which makes it even more complicated.
Which, yeah, duh.
Further complicates things. Well, Louis, thank you for calling and sharing that story for the first time
thank
with
you.
The world.
Yes. You can always call or text to 414-799-1037. But I see the text coming in. What show are you talking about? We're talking about Married at First Sight.
Yes. And Chris being a hot mess.
And anyone you know doing something crazy, we're here for your stories this morning. Unless you're keeping it to yourself like everyone is, apparently.
Fine, call. Use a fake name. We want to hear it. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're commercial free. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Briggs and Allie. Good morning.
Well, you don't have much of a life these days. You get real caught up in TV, baby.
You're right.
All my drama comes from TV.
Married at First Sight was the show you're watching? Oh, this guy, Chris, that's...
Yes, I love this show, but...
As soon as they get married, they find out he's got a girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah,
so he's been with somebody the entire time leading up to this.
I didn't even tell you. When he came on the show, he said, I was engaged 3 months ago and I called it off. But what we found out was he was still sleeping with that woman all the way up until his wedding day when he married a woman he had never met and then had found out that his ex is pregnant. And I thought, gosh,
it's easy to go back to an ex because it's familiar territory.
Yeah, well, he's gonna have an ex and a baby sitting there.
Yeah,
and no wife, hopefully. But she's talking about staying with him. I can't believe it.
Is Maria right?
Maria's in Milwaukee.
Maria, do you have a story like this? What happened?
Yeah, Yeah. So a long time ago, I dated a guy for probably 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Knew the whole family, knew all the siblings, knew the mom. His parents were friends with my family.
All the families had met, gotten along.
Everybody knew everybody.
Okay.
And we did the long distance thing for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I find, you know, just a random picture on somebody's profile of a girl and this guy, right? So I hit up the girl. She tells me they've been dating for over a year.
And the girlfriend, she tells you this?
She told me this. The girlfriend told me that he also had a child with another woman who was 4 years old.
Wow, so he was a real D-bag.
So one of the 4 years you were together, he was cheating on you. Eddie had a baby with a four-year-old with somebody else that you didn't even know about.
That's crazy.
With a third girl, and both of these girls stayed with him.
Oh, wow.
They what now?
Lived with him?
Both the girls stayed with him. One of them ended up marrying him.
Oh, she's stupid.
And has, like, another three kids with the guy,
God.
And the other girlfriend is still a girlfriend.
Right, right. Because that, dude, we've seen guys like this in our life. I mean, I can think of a guy that I know that has, four kids with four different women, and...
Oh, God.
No, like, this isn't even, but they were all around the same time, and these women still were with this guy. I'm like, he's sleeping with all of you. He's having babies with all of you. How stupid do you have to be?
They're all okay. How
like,
crazy do you have
you?
To be?
How crazy do you have to be with this guy? Like, what are you doing? This is like, duh. You know what
Maria,
do I have to explain to you why this was stupid?
Yeah. Maria, so are you just cruising solo now, or did you find somebody that treats you better? That tells
I
you the truth.
I actually married a mutual friend of ours.
Okay. Somebody else.
The friend mutual slipped friend. Into the DMs.
There you go.
Just like
exactly.
Lizzo said.
See, fellas, there's proof.
Tell your friend to shoot a shot, baby. Oh, wait, he's already in my DMs.
Guys, it just goes to show you can get out of the friend zone. You can. It's possible. Thanks for calling, Maria. Appreciate listening.
I love quoting Lizzo in times like this.
Of course. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Another iPad Kiss keyword happens at 8:05 this morning. Make sure you're here for that. But right now, you can still use this hour's Kiss keyword, I guess, if you have 6 minutes to go to 1037kissfm.com.
Heck yeah.
Enter the word heart, H-E-A-R-T, heart at 1037kissfm.com.
Rick, somebody's sitting in their car, not in the mood to go into work.
So they hop on their phone?
So they got 6 minutes. They're like, I don't want to go in.
Well, then go on 1037kissfm.com and use the word heart. You might win an iPad, all right?
Meanwhile, other people are like me speeding 90 miles an hour trying to get to work in 6 minutes.
Yeah. The Brewers home opener, April 1st. They're still unsure if they're going to have fans yet or not. I'm sure they're going to have protocols in place. I know the Bucks are bringing fans back at Fiserv Forum. But the Major League Baseball, they put out the predictions for who will make it to the playoffs. For who's going to make it. They always give like a percentage chance.
Okay.
And there's one team that had a 0.0% chance of winning or getting into the playoffs.
It better not be the Brewers.
It is not the Brewers.
Oh,
it's the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay. I was going to be really upset if you
But how absurd for you to give one of your teams a 0% chance.
It's mean. It's like getting all your employees together.
Yeah.
And then going, by the way, you're the worst of all the employees. You would never do that.
You wouldn't even say a team was 100% either on the other end of the spectrum. Not 100% chance.
If these were people, you'd go to your pet star and go, you're the best.
Not all or nothing. It was Baltimore that had that. The highest team, I believe, was the New York Yankees. The Dodgers had a 96% chance.
Okay.
Brewers, about middle of the pack, 35% chance of making it to the postseason, to the playoffs. We'll see.
Okay.
But April 1st is opening day. It'll be weird because opening day last year didn't never really happen.
It didn't happen.
They delayed everything.
I don't even remember what happened now.
I don't even either.
I think I've blocked out the entire month of March and April and May and June and July and August. And
September.
I blocked out the whole damn year, Riggs.
Yeah. I was like, we still have to process 2020, even in 2021. Because now we're going to have to relive memories of what happened a year ago. Oh, yeah, nothing. That's right. So, yes, April 1st. It'll be cool. And the Baltimore Orioles, it sucks to be you because you have a 0% chance of winning this year.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Kanye is still wearing the wedding ring. Kim is not. They say that they're working on finalizing the divorce with lawyers. And that's what's been going on. But she has been spotted without her ring now for a while now.
Yeah.
And so when he was finally spotted the other day for the first time in a while, because he came back from Wyoming to L.A., he was wearing his. And sources are saying he's not doing well because, quote, he knows what he is losing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a big
chunk of his life.
Yeah. Well, he's losing the mother of his kids. He's got four kids with her. They've always said he was obsessed with Kim. He always wanted to be with her from the first time they met. But you can only help someone so much. I mean,
before that, he doesn't even want to help himself, it doesn't feel like.
Look, she's on her third marriage. Like, I'm sorry, but this is how I feel about it. Like, if you get married to someone who's on their third marriage and it doesn't go well, you can't be surprised. Is that okay that I feel that way?
You're not allowed to be shocked.
Not allowed to be shocked if, like, it ends in divorce.
Like, if you date someone who you're dating because they cheated with you, that person cheats on you, you're not allowed to be shocked.
Right. Exactly. I allow two marriages before I judge your ass.
Two.
So you get the first one where you screwed up and you were stupid.
The starter marriage
then
that a lot of people have.
Then you get the second one where you do better. And otherwise, just don't do it. But once you start going 5, 6, 7, I don't know what the hell you're trying to accomplish at that point. Why are you still getting married?
Right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Let me know if this is strange, Allie. So I have a friend who was married at one point, and they divorced probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
But they were together for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they were married. They were together for several years, married for a couple years. But they haven't been together for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
It's been a while since they've been together. And I just was seeing that he passed away probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
Like, it was very sudden.
Did they have kids together?
No kids together.
No kids together. So they were married, but they've been divorced for 10 years. Okay.
Uh-huh. They've been divorced for about 10 years. I don't know how it ended. I don't know if they kept
in
touch after they...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened after they got divorced, if they kept in touch at all, if they were somewhat friendly, if there was infidelity. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Knows?
But I do know that after he passed away...
I don't find that many divorces that end pleasantly, let's be real.
So he passed away maybe 3 weeks ago. It was cancer. It was really fast cancer that attacked him. So it wasn't COVID related, but still, there's now pictures all over her feed of him, like her and him together, like all of these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize everybody grieves differently, so I don't want to judge anybody's grief, but it just seemed weird to me and off a little bit that I had never seen any postings of them together in the past 10 years.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
And now all of a sudden, they're just coming out of the woodwork, all of these pictures of them together.
So she's grieving or going through some kind of weird purge, because I'm trying to think, if I had somebody 10 years ago, I've been divorced for 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I would not be putting pictures of my ex up if he passed away.
I don't think I would either.
There's just no way. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
If I had
it wouldn't even make sense if I did that. Do you know what I mean?
No, it wouldn't make sense at all.
It's bizarre.
And it's a lot of them, too. It wasn't just one, there was one when he passed,
and that was fine. Was he single, or was he with somebody else?
He was with somebody else afterwards.
So he's with somebody else,
he dies,
and now she's posting all of these pictures of them, even though they've been split for 10 years.
Yeah.
That is a little weird. She's in her feelings or something.
She's totally in her feelings.
Grieving or whatever's going on.
Delayed? I don't know. That's interesting.
But I think about that. If I saw someone who's their ex died, but they've been split for 10 years and they post a ton of pictures. I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to go down memory lane.
Maybe. I don't know. Has this happened to anybody before?
You know, people always remember things differently.
Yes.
You try to remember relationships were better than they were.
And everybody grieves differently. So, I don't want to judge the way she's grieving. It just seemed very off. Like, I don't know.
You're 414. Like,
why? Like, I could never post pictures of an ex if they died.
I don't even know
if I'd be sad if an ex died.
I know. It's being honest. I know.
Honestly.
It's not even about being sad. It's just, this person is not in my realm or my life. You know what I mean?
It's not worth the effort.
I
don't know. But has this happened to you before? Is this strange? Am I overthinking it, maybe? I don't know. 414-799-1037. The closest I've ever had was a girl that I went to high school with that I took to prom one year. She passed away from cancer.
Yeah.
But that was it. I didn't have a bunch of pictures to post with her. I didn't have a big grief fest because I was so distanced from it, but maybe she was still in a relationship with him. I don't know. Maybe mentally she still cared about him a lot.
Well, maybe, but
I don't know.
He was with somebody else and
you've
been split for 10 years, so posting pictures of you guys, I don't know.
414-799-1037. We'll take your calls and read your texts next.
All right.
Just talking about a friend of mine on Facebook who has been divorced from her now ex-husband for 10 years. Mm-hmm. He was with someone else, just passed away about 3 weeks ago, and now she's just posting a slew of pictures, like so much grief going on Facebook. And it just seemed very off to me because I was like, I'm seeing like, dead people.
You're like, they've been divorced for 10 years. Why is she posting? They didn't have any kids together.
No kids together.
None.
No, nothing like that. But
whatever.
Katie's in Kenosha this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So my most recent ex that I was with for about 8 years, I was the most recent person that was with him.
Yeah.
He passed away about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And his ex-wife that he's been divorced from legally through the courts.
Yeah.
10 years ago, they painted the picture in his obituary that they were still married and had this family and all this other stuff and left me out of everything.
And like, you were currently...
Nothing.
And you were with him when he passed away?
Well, we were still talking.
Okay.
Standing. I mean, we were probably broken up for about 3 months, but still that doesn't dismiss.
Oh, you were broken up.
You know, the 8 years of being together.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
See, this is a really situational great question.
They're
broken up, so I wouldn't put you in the obituary. I get it. You were only broken up for 3 months, but you were broken up.
Right.
Like, if he had lived, it would have been over in their mind.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have been there. You see what I mean? Which is wild.
Right.
But in your mind, you're like, we just broke up.
Just looking at the time period of what the relationship was.
Would it have made you feel better if you were included in the obituary? At least a little bit?
A little bit. Or just as a...
Yeah, she was hurt.
Know,
yeah.
You were hurt.
So yeah.
I get it.
It was hurt, but then they put the ex-wife that was legally divorced in there as his wife.
That's interesting.
Did they have kids together?
Yes.
Wow, there's kids. It's all the kids. It's the grandparents, the kids. I'm telling you, man, it's the kids.
Yeah.
It's the damn kids.
And you didn't have kids with him? No?
No.
Okay.
No. See what I mean, Riggs?
Yeah.
I get why she's hurt. I totally understand why her feelings are hurt. But on the outside, I see why they didn't put her in it. You know?
Katie, thanks for listening this morning. We appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Riggs, somebody texted in and said, Allie, so if your ex-husband passed, you wouldn't post a picture of him. And I wrote back, no, I don't think so. And in fact, it's a hard no. I don't. I think
but what about
weird.
For your boys, though? Because it would be their dad that passed away.
Then,
so you'd have to grieve that because your kids would be grieving.
Right,
so
but
how would
I wouldn't post a picture of my ex. I would deal with that privately with my kids.
Right.
But I wouldn't post a picture of him when I've been split from him for 10 years.
And
I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
What if it happens when they're older and they have social media?
then they can post it.
Then they will,
Then they post their father. I'm not married to their dad anymore.
No.
That's not my picture to post.
Who's this?
This is Amanda in Greenfield.
Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, guys.
So what's your story?
So I was questioning, did they have kids together?
They did not, no.
Okay.
Then it gets weirder,
was
right?
Was in a relationship?
She was not in the relationship, no.
Oh, I definitely think that was weird. I do think it's important to preserve memories for your kids when it involves their father. But really, like, in my family, that was a gift to the oldest daughter. You know, here's your album of my memories with your dad. You keep that to yourself, you know. But I think that's definitely crossing a line, especially when he was in a relationship. That's pretty bogus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what makes it even weirder is that this guy was with somebody else.
Yeah.
And she's posting pictures from 10 years ago with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were, like she was in fantasy land about how it ended or something. It's like, that's where the people get delusional.
Denial.
Thank you. Denial's a good word for that.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening this morning. Appreciate you calling in.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Amanda.
So that's what it is. It's a little bit of denial, a little bit of just grieving in a different way, I guess.
Well, like you said, people do all kinds of crazy things that don't make sense when they're grieving. So whatever.
They really do. People do strange things when death happens. Really strange things that everybody agrees their own way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So I have a friend on Facebook, divorced from someone from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. They've been divorced for 10 years.
He was with someone else, passed away about 3 weeks ago, and now her Facebook is riddled with pictures of them when they were together, just all over the place.
They had no kids together, which is awkward. But Nikki's in Milwaukee. She wanted to talk to us about this.
Nikki, what happened?
So the guy I was dating for 2 years, he tragically died. And then 2 months, we were broken up for 2 months. And after his death, his ex-fiance ended up doing the same thing, posting pictures of them, like flooded Facebook. And they were broken up. They were engaged, but she did the same thing. But she wasn't even allowed at the funeral, at the hospital.
Oh,
I mean, they had a bad breakup.
Oh, wow.
But it was just very awkward to see all these pictures of them together from, like, 6 years ago.
Right. So you were broken up, too, though, when he died?
Yeah, we broke up 2 months apart, and then he tragically died.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So technically,
so then all of a sudden, her Facebook was flooded.
I think it's interesting that you were broken up as well, but you're judging her for posting pics. But you're like, oh, but it was only a few months ago.
Yeah, this is interesting.
But at the end of the day, like I said, if he was still alive, you'd probably still be broken up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I posted minimal pictures, you know, saying we wish you were here, we love you, and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a complicated breakup. But the ex-fiance was not even allowed at the funeral and all this stuff. I mean, the family at the time hated her, so it was just a bizarre
situation. Did he have any kids with her? Did he have any kids with the ex? Oh,
yeah.
He did.
Okay.
Because I'm processing all of this, quite frankly.
Well, it's also different now because with COVID, they're not having huge funerals, so a lot of people probably can't make it to funerals, so that probably...
Well, that's adding a spin to the story that... So you think they're posting more because there's no funeral?
I think so.
Oh.
I think when there is a funeral, I think there's a lot more closure, and if you can't go to like an event or a memorial or anything like that, I think that you have to then grieve in other ways, and you kind of let it out in other ways, and maybe that's how these people are doing it, just by posting these pictures, because they can't go and kind of mourn as a group, because that's what we do when people die. We collectively mourn as a group, we get together, and we all talk, and we say this was sad, and we move on.
Yes, and some people get caught up in the past and remember it differently than it was. I think that's where I'm getting stuck. I'm like, if you had a broke up with someone and it was not good, and then they die, all of a sudden you start trying to remember them as a better person than you had an experience as. And that's where I get annoyed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Good morning.
Just call it what it is. This is Aradine in Mayville.
Good morning, Aradine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
What's your story?
I really don't have a story. I just wanted to say, you know, if people are sharing pictures, if it was a loved one or an ex, you know, maybe it's just to share with the family.
Yeah.
I can see where it gets a little weird if it was an overwhelming amount of pictures with the last
I also haven't seen her post about this guy, her ex, for years since they broke up.
So to see it out of nowhere is bizarre.
It's not like they were sometimes friends and they hung out here and there, or she knew him, or it was just a burst of grief is what it was.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yes, which is so wild.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening this morning. Damn.
I don't know what to tell you about death and how people grieve and what you should do. I don't know.
Just do what you're going to do. Grieve your own way. We all grieve differently.
Do you?
Did you hear about the West Bend snowplow driver that's a hero for saving this 5-year-old kid?
No.
Did you hear about this kid?
No, I did not.
This happened Friday last week, Allie.
Oh.
At like 4 in the morning when it was snowing really bad.
Yeah.
This West Bend plow driver gets out, you know, gets up into his big plow truck, starts driving down the road, clearing the roads, and he looks out in front of him and he sees what looks like maybe a deer. He's like, it might be a dog, and he realizes it's a kid.
What?
It's a 5-year-old kid in pajamas, no shoes. It's freezing cold.
Oh.
Remember how sub-zero the temperatures were last week? So he gets this kid, he gets out of his truck, wraps him in his coat and puts him up in the truck, calls the police.
Yeah.
Come to find out, this kid was at home.
Uh-huh.
He was being watched by his 14-year-old aunt, so his parents were at work and he was being, you know, supervised.
Yeah, so he had a babysitter.
He had a babysitter that was asleep.
Yeah.
The 5-year-old thought that he was home alone, so he gets out of his house and starts walking to his grandpa's house. Luckily, he just walked down the street of his townhouse, and the driver, this plow driver, just so happened to be driving by and saw him and scooped him up.
The parents are
thankful. They were like, so amazing that he left at that exact time and walked out to the road at that exact moment, and this driver drove by right when he saw him. That kid could have probably been killed from those temperatures.
Yes. You know what's interesting to me is that kids waking up and thinking nobody's in the house with them.
Yeah.
I've told you this about my kids. They've said to me, we've had talks, and they said something where they were like, when they go to bed, about me leaving. And I go, I've never in my life left you when you're sleeping. I said, it's illegal for me to leave you when you're, I can't leave you at home alone, honey. Like, I would never do that. What if there's a fire? What if there's you have to be safe.
It's still a fear when you're a kid, though. You're like, what happens if I'm by myself?
My point is, they were never alone. Even if I went to work and somebody else came to take care of them, in their minds, they're alone, right? Like, you were saying this kid didn't realize his babysitter, his aunt, was there.
Yes.
They just wake up and they're like, where is everyone? They don't go look.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm home alone. I'm going to go. I should go to grandpa's house now.
Right.
I've seen Home Alone. I know how this works. The wet bandits will come and take me. That's what happens.
I'm just glad that kid's okay because, oh my gosh.
I am too. And the West Bend plow driver, his name is David Gerke. So we'll give him a shout out as well. Go David, man.
Hi. This is on on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Briggs, you know I love Demi Lovato because she keeps it real.
Yeah.
She doesn't hide anything. She owns all of her stuff. And yesterday they released the documentary on YouTube about her. She is a part of it. It is her documentary. And damn, did she tell us a lot. She said she feels like she's had nine lives because she overdosed in 2018.
Jeez.
She almost died. She almost died. And she said she had three strokes and a heart attack when she was in the hospital. She was doing that many drugs. And she said, I'm literally on my ninth life. So she said
she's
that
she's a cat.
Yeah, she was reflecting on the incident. She talks about everything she's been through, her drug addiction, her mental health issues. And she also talks about how she broke 6 years of sobriety. And that's when she ended up in the hospital and she relapsed, yeah. You know. So she said, I crossed a line that I had never crossed. And then it cuts away to a different scene and they go, are we talking about heroin? Are we doing this? Like her friends are on the camera in the documentary going, are we sure we want to say all this? And she's like, yeah. We're going to talk about me doing heroin. We're going to talk about it because we're going to tell the story, you know? So she owns it, and that's how you help other people, is using your story to help other people. So
that's how you break the stigma around that, too, around
right.
addiction, because there's a lot of negative stigma around addiction, and people think you're just a bad person because you're addicted to drugs.
Absolutely not.
This is not the case at all.
It's an addiction, yeah. Well, and she said, this will scare some people. When she OD'd and was in the hospital, they said they couldn't believe she lived, Demi Lovato. She said, she was left with brain damage from overdosing.
Yeah.
She said she still deals with the effects today. She said she doesn't even have a car right now because she has blind spots in her vision still. She said,
yeah.
I've had a hard time reading since my overdose. My vision is so blurry. She said, I've dealt with the repercussions and they're there to remind me what could happen if I get back into a dark place again. I'm grateful for these reminders. So Demi Lovato, I love her because she owns it. She keeps it real.
Yeah.
And
why is addiction the only disease that you can get yelled at for having? I don't like
that.
What do
you mean?
Well, you can be like, what? You're an alcoholic. Get your life together. You have a drug problem. Get your life together. You'd never say that to somebody like, you have cancer. Get your life together. You know? You would never say that.
Well.
You would never say that.
That was a bad analogy, Riggs. I love you. But cancer.
How is it?
Cancer
and
addiction.
They're both diseases. They're both diseases.
Right, Riggs. But cancer and addiction are not even. One's mental health and one's not. I mean, they're not even. I'm sorry, Riggs. I don't even know how to respond to your weird-ass comment that you just made. Cancer and addiction are not.
I'm saying
you
shouldn't get shamed for having any sort of disease, including addiction.
Yes.
Including any mental health thing.
Thank you. You're saying just like you wouldn't shame someone with cancer.
You wouldn't shame someone for being addicted.
Now I understand where you were going with that. I was like, what are you talking
about,
though, for a split second? I was like, you didn't
make
enough sense,
bro. Take it back. It was a good analogy. Take it back.
I don't know if it was a great analogy.
It was good.
But I understand now,
it was good.
At least.
It was good.
I still don't put them in the same realm. I'm sorry.
103.7, Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Why would you yell at someone that was crying, Allie? Why?
I had enough.
Why?
It's a grown adult, too. There are just people you got to learn how to manage. And I mean it like some people, when they're upset, if you are sympathetic for too long, they get more upset. Every time you bring it up, you're like, I'm so sorry. I know. Versus if you're like, knock it off. This is okay. Let me just tell the story and you can tell me if I was being mean or not. But I feel like she needed a snap back to reality because I get it. You want people to express themselves.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where now you're going down a spiral of sadness on your own. And
like
somebody,
when your child cries about every little thing that happens.
Yes, and you have to pull them out and go, this is not a tragedy.
My toy broke. I'm crying.
Yes.
My food's not here. I'm
yes.
crying. My show's not on. I'm
yes.
crying.
Okay, you're sad, but it's not the end of the world.
Right.
Okay, let's refocus here. Right. So my sister's getting married. I've been talking about this for over a year because the wedding was supposed to be in June. It's now getting pushed back again. She's in like California. It was an issue with all these old people traveling. Nobody was comfortable with it. We kept trying to make it happen and we just realizing it's not going to happen. There's just no way for the wedding she wants. Okay. And I'm like, who cares when the stupid wedding is? I said, you're married. You're with the love of your life. That is the best part of this story. Not the wedding keeps getting put off. How about we're excited about this guy we met? Cause she met this great guy. So sure enough, here come the wedding drama again. Cause we've been dealing with this for a year now. And she's like, the venue's trying to screw us and we're going to have to go to another venue. Again, this is in California. So she's all upset. So when I talked to her at night on Friday night, she was hysterical, okay? Like crying. And I'm sitting on the phone trying to be sympathetic about this in the middle of a pandemic and all the crap going on in the world. I'm like, okay, I'm really sorry. Don't worry. I'm trying to be a good maid of honor.
You're trying to
calm her down.
Yeah.
But I'm not. Because guess what happened?
The very next
morning, my other sister calls me and says, she's still crying. I said, what do you mean she's still? That was 8 hours ago I talked to her. She's crying again this morning. So I call her and she answers the phone on FaceTime, the sister getting married. And I said, hey, what's going on? And she's like, and she's got a normal face. And then she loses it again. She starts crying again the second I ask her how it's going. Well. And I said, I know, it's fine. We're going to figure this out. But, and I'm sitting there like, okay, now this is becoming ridiculous. Like, and so I stopped at that moment and I changed my whole approach, Riggs. And I looked her dead in the eye on FaceTime and I said, all right, enough. Get out of bed. Get up. Stop this. This is not a tragedy. We're not going to cry for 3 days about a venue that we don't care about, and you can afford to go to a different one, which makes you very lucky. What are we crying about right now? This is not a tragedy, and we've been crying for 20. We're getting ridiculous now.
You're like 3 days deep now.
And guess what she does? As soon as I switched my mode, she sat up. She started pulling it together. And all of the sudden, it was like a different person. Her mindset went from, this is the worst thing in the world, to, you're right, this is not the end of the world. We're going to figure this out. But I was like, man, I was like, there really is something sometimes to almost enabling and babying people too much, especially adults. And I see it when people do it to me, and I can see it when I do it to other people. And I'm like, wow, this was almost an eye-opening moment. She needs people to hold her to not do this babying.
Because you know who's
stuff.
Not doing it? The guy that she's with. He's not stopping her when she's crying. I guarantee.
No,
he's letting
bad.
It go. Yeah,
he
he's letting
bad.
It go on. So
right.
You're the only one that she can cry to that's going to say something.
Because the only one.
Her fiance is not going to stop
Never.
And say, like, stop crying. What, you don't want to marry me? Makes it worse.
Exactly.
That's what happens. So he's stuck.
You hit it on the head.
He can't say anything. So she needed someone that wasn't in her Riggs. Little circle to say something. So you probably that was fine.
I didn't even think about the fact that if her fiance called her on it, she was going to take it as
he couldn't call her on it.
He was, yeah. Not,
you don't want to marry me? What's
right.
wrong? Everything
right.
is wrong. Why are we doing this? And then she reconsiders everything. No, she doesn't need that.
Well,
so.
I just said you need to call your therapist and you need to call your psychiatrist.
She was going
to
be a bridezilla. She was borderline bridezilla, man.
She was already bridezilla. I mean, she's crying from the night before to the next day, and all I'm thinking is this is not a tragedy. Like,
no.
We are not going to cry for 24 hours about a venue blowing us off. We're going to get a different venue, and we're going to sue the other one for fun, because what they're doing is actually not allowed according to their contract, and then we're going to go to the new venue, and we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
But literally, it was like, we're going to sue them in small claims court for fun, and then we're going to move on. And she's like, okay. And it's like, you realize...
You've had to shake someone out of an irrational
yes!
cry?
Yes!
About something dumb.
Literally shaking them out of irrational land.
Yes.
You know?
Just like, shake them back into reality. Hey, look, there are bigger problems in the world to deal with. And people have it way worse than you do. So and I hate to say that to people.
It's true.
But it is true in some situations. It really is.
There are true tragedies. There are things.
There
and
are.
She's allowed to be upset about it.
Absolutely.
But for this, now we're just going down this path of I'm enabling your crying and this is getting out of control.
Now you're the kid that cried because he dropped his Legos and the kid that cried because he dropped his ice cream cone.
But the second I said, snap out of it. Boy, look at that. She sure did.
You could always call or text 414-799-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You can still use this hour's KISS keyword. It is lock at 1037kissfm.com. You could win an iPad. Good morning. Is this Michelle on the phone?
This is.
When I called Michelle, Allie,
yeah.
She also did not. I could tell that you answered the phone reluctantly because you didn't recognize the number.
She did the hello.
That is true.
I had to say.
And I was actually with my mother on the other line.
Oh, you hung up with your mom for us. Ooh,
I did. She's still on hold.
Mom's still on hold. Well, you tell your mom on hold on the other line that you're on a very important call with Riggs and Allie, letting you know that you just won a brand new iPad.
Woo!
Cool.
Just for entering the keyword.
Yes, Michelle. Congratulations. You've got an iPad. Are you going to keep it or give it to your mom since you've got her on hold right now?
I will have to see. I do have a tablet, but I don't have an iPad.
Okay.
Oh, it's a game changer.
Yep. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Great. Cool.
Well, thank you so much for listening and entering all those keywords. Have you been playing quite frequently over the last couple weeks?
We have, yeah.
Good.
Good.
All right. Well, it pays off. You can use a new keyword every single hour. Somebody from our promotions department is going to call you later today, Michelle, okay?
All right. Cool. Thank you very much.
Tell your mom we said hi.
Tell your mom we says hi.
Tell your moms we says hi.
Tell your moms we says hi. Tell your folks.
Tell your folks. You know,
tell your folks we said hi.
I told her, I said, hang on, I don't recognize this number, but it's probably somebody for my car's warranty.
No. We're also calling about your extended warranty. It's overdue. I'm kidding. Kidding, Michelle. Thank you for listening. Have a good one, all right?
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one. You can still enter that KISS keyword for this hour. It is LOCK, L-O-C-K. Use it at 1037kissfm.com. And Allie and I might call you tomorrow for another
right.
new iPad. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.